Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting.
Let's go.
Welcome to Monday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, here's the question, the get to know you question for Monday morning, and I can answer it first unless somebody tells me they have their answer ready. What is your recent most random impulse buy? Maybe you flip through Instagram, you see something, you're walking through the mall, Amazon, but like a random impulse buy where you're like, wow, how about that? Look what I just did there. So think about that. Are you going to your Amazon account?
Yep. I go to Amazon, go to your orders.
I feel like that's something you've done before because you knew exactly how to do that.
Yeah, I've looked at my orders before. Let's see.
Are we going to wait on you?
No, but you said you were going to go
first.
Well,
yeah, I bought these wiener pillows.
Okay.
Like, what do you mean? What's a wiener pillow?
Look, I thought it was funny. I saw it on Instagram. They look like, the pillows look like wieners.
Oh.
And I bought three small ones and one really big one.
Like hot dog wieners?
No.
Oh, boy.
And they have like...
Why would you buy that?
Because I thought they were hilarious. Then once I got them, I couldn't really keep them out anywhere. Because I didn't want to be...
What in the world? Like...
I know.
Like, it's funny to have... Like, it's funny what you do is when you have guests, you put them on their bed.
I had a lot of funny bits I was going to do with them. But then my wife didn't think they were very cute. And they're called... penis pillows.
That's what they're called?
Yeah.
I don't want to Google that.
Don't then.
So that is what I bought. And I bought four of them. Three small ones and one big one.
How big is
it's
the big
like
one?
Your...
It's probably like this big. Like 4 feet. Mike saw them at the house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to keep them sitting on the couch.
Yeah.
No,
used to come in before they would do the Bobby cast, and I forgot because they're just pillows. And then I was like, oh God, I got to hide these things. Yeah. So anyway, that's mine. The end.
That's a weird one.
I don't even know where they are now.
Huh.
My, yeah. Okay.
Did you really? Oh.
Amy?
A dog bark collar for my dog that it's not working though.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I just thought randomly one day I'm walking her and I just thought this barking is getting out of control. And my neighbor was talking about this one that makes noises. And I thought, well, I'm going to go look at that.
So when she would bark, it would like shock
her? She still has it on and she barks. And so now she barks and it goes, beep.
So she barks to hear it?
And it's, I don't really know what to do about it, but I'll probably buy just about anything to make her stop.
What you need to now do is buy a silent collar that when she barks and it beeps, that silent collar silences the beep.
Oh.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Two collars.
We'll see, but,
yeah, I bought these mason jars. Like, I've never been a mason jar person, but I eat overnight oats, I guess. I've been starting to do that. And so, like, I bought jars. And then while I was there, I found some beer mugs, like glasses. I never, like, I was like, those are pretty cool. And I was at Target, and I bought all that stuff. I came home, my wife's like, where'd you go?
That's fun.
It's just random impulse buy. I don't know why.
Target's one big impulse buy in there.
Yeah.
Like 90 micro impulse buys, but you go in there, and it's like, oh, I didn't know I needed that.
An alarm, come out with an alarm clock.
Yeah.
The mason jars that you got, those are the type I use as, like, my everyday cups. So they're like a win-win.
Oh.
They're like your glasses, but then if you need a lid...
Yeah,
I'm
yeah,
just
yeah.
saying for people, sometimes people are like, oh, I need to get new glasses. And it's like, just go buy a case at Target and boom, you got.
Amen.
Is there anything else on your Amazon list you bought?
Yeah,
the mason jars.
That was the last thing I bought for myself, but it was really for my dog. Everything else was for my kids. Like, I got a wig on here for my daughter.
Yeah, sure, it's for her. Anyway, lunchbox?
yes. Yeah, I bought a worm.
It's like, I got a naughty maid costume. It's for. No,
I bought worms that are supposed to. I was just Googling how to get rid of moles because I still have moles in my yard. And this ad pops up for just put these worms in the dirt and they'll get rid of the moles. So I bought 9 packs of them and I still got moles.
Didn't work?
No. I can't figure it out.
That's not really an impulse buy because you were looking for a way to kill
those moles.
Yeah,
but I mean,
moles.
I didn't know if that. I didn't read reviews. I just saw the ad pop up and I was like, oh,
I agree.
That must work.
Impulse.
Boom. Moles.
Moles. Worms.
Get rid of them. And guess what? Still got moles. Still got hills all in my yard. Can't walk through my yard without tripping over the mountains.
Then you should just get like a coyote or something and release it in your yard.
Oh, that's a good idea.
That's how we get rid of the foxes, coyotes, and bobcats.
Well, yeah, someone told me, oh, your dog should take care of it. My dog could care less about the stupid moles.
You
in
go
the
outside,
yard.
The dog's napping with a mole.
Yeah, and I'm like,
head
come
on.
It
like a pillow. All right, thank you, guys. Let's go. Monday show.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag.
Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. My fiance has been engaged in the past. She had a wedding dress that she bought during that past engagement that was called off. She currently still has the dress and wants to get married in it. Am I the bad guy for not wanting her to use that dress that she got in the past? Tell me if I'm crazy. Signed, sincerely confused dude. You are not crazy.
What?
I am not mature enough to not be crazy. I don't know. I just would freak out. Like, no.
It's a dress, dude.
Who, dude?
What if she really loves it? She never got to wear it.
He obviously
didn't wear it.
But it's for that relationship. What if you were going to marry somebody else and you were going to wear the wedding dress you wore to your wedding?
No, I wore it.
Right.
So I wore it.
But it's just a dress. Who cares?
No, I feel like if I did.
There is no way. She got that dress to marry another dude.
What if she alters it a little bit?
By altering it, that's getting a new one. Alter the dress completely. No, if it's bothering him, it almost doesn't even matter how ridiculous it is.
That's true.
It's up to her to figure out if it's worth it to her to make sure that he feels comfortable. I would not want who I'm marrying to be wearing a wedding dress that she picked out to marry a different dude.
So if a girl's going on a date and she buys a dress for the date, wears it on the date,
it's
breaks
date.
Up with a guy.
It's a date, different. Not a marriage.
Dates you, different. You're going to be like, burn the dress?
It's a date, not a marriage. And she bought that one. She probably didn't buy the clothes specifically for the date. And she's been on 100 dates. She got engaged to one dude ever, went and bought this dress, did a save, picked the dress, whatever they call that. West the dress.
Say yes to the
yeah.
dress.
Yeah, whatever that is. She did that. There's too much. Again, it's because I'm probably extremely immature.
Yeah.
I could not, no chance, 0% would I be good with her wearing a dress she bought for a different dude with me.
What if she's the one that she broke up with him?
No.
It doesn't
Amy,
matter.
Amy, that's just like saying he went to her and said, hey, I bought this engagement ring for another chick, but I want to give it to
and
you.
Never gave it to her.
Never gave it to her. Never gave it to her.
No. He bought the ring for someone.
But she bought
didn't
that
buy
dress,
the dress for him.
But she did. She bought that dress for that wedding for them.
For her to wear.
With him.
There's all kinds of things you have to get used to with like
change
exes and relationships.
Just change the dress.
Like you bring kids into a
just
relationship,
change the dress.
You can't be like,
hey, change
kids.
The dress or change your address. Either one. Which what? One do you want to do?
That's pretty good. I'm not gonna lie.
Change what? Address.
He kind of came through with that one. I like that one.
Explain that one to me.
Change your dress or move away.
Yeah,
I'm not marrying
or move
you.
Away.
I'll move
change
away.
Your dress or change your address.
Sometimes people they may need to move into a home that the other person
but that's okay.
What are you gonna do, dude? Get rid
it's
of the
a dress. It's very easy to go pick out a different dress or to sell this one back and use that money to buy another one.
I'm shocked that you feel this way.
You
I'm
are
not.
Yeah
I this actually yeah. is right up Bobby's alley.
There's no chance yeah. if Caitlin wasn't engaged before me, but if she were engaged to somebody else before me and she's like, are you cool if I wear the dress that I picked out for him?
What if she never told you? What if she just acted like she came home from the store one day and wore the dress?
I wouldn't care.
You wouldn't
that's
know the
different.
Difference
that's different.
But they know
but
they
I know but he
know.
Knows the difference.
Okay.
Let's just pull the room
wait,
here.
Wait, so do you?
If you're
you
in this
lunchbox, or
if you're, it's, yeah, you guys are out of your
nah,
skull.
Out of my mind. I just don't really.
Oh
care.
My
yeah,
god!
Who cares?
It's just like there's other things to
Morgan.
Worry about.
Yeah, yeah. I hate to tell you this, Bobby, but I'm on their side.
You're,
I,
you guys are crazy. You guys are crazy.
She
you
never
don't
wore
think it.
It
matters. So, Morgan, would you accept an engagement ring that a dude bought
for a different
chick?
Girl?
No. Oh,
did she
and
wear
that's
it?
That's not the.
Yes, it is.
No, it's
the same
not
thing.
The same thing guys, because
it's not.
She. If the dress, listen, when a girl picks out a dress, she's picking it out for herself.
And the wedding between her and that dude.
No,
she's picking it out for
that's
herself.
That's your narrative.
You guys are nuts. That's why I couldn't marry any of you. any of you at all.
Keep on going with the poll.
Okay, Ray, if this was you and Bae, and Bae was like, I bought this wedding dress when I was engaged to Dustin Lynch.
I would feel like I bettered the dude. Like, she wore it with me, bro. Sorry, man, you never got that dress.
Yeah.
I like that.
But what if he dumped her?
I don't know. I wouldn't put that into my head.
Well, yeah, exactly. Why?
Just because it's my narrative.
Exactly.
I control it.
Yeah. There's no way. You guys are wild. You guys are wild right now.
It's a dress, dude. Who cares?
Yeah, I would. I'd get it. Change dress or get a new dress.
Yeah. You're going with that?
Yeah.
100%.
I'm following the leader here.
New address.
Yep. Okay. I can't believe you guys are on this side. And also, let's say you are on that side, but it bothers him a whole lot. She needs to change it.
Right, but he also needs to think about why it bothers him.
That's okay. It's okay to be bothered, though.
Good point.
It's okay to be bothered.
Yeah, because she bought that dress.
For another dude.
Picturing herself walking down the aisle to another dude. To meet another guy at the front of the altar.
And now she's doing consolation prize, and all of a sudden she's in the dress.
Get out of here.
She loved the dress in the first place.
She only picked out the dress because the other dude asked her to marry him.
Yes!
What if you had picked out a tux?
I'll change. I don't give a crap.
Well, a tux is like, this is one
good
tux.
Point, Amy. Except not. That's
I
mean, it.
I don't know. Or shoes. What if you're wearing
shoes? We're just
going
to agree to disagree.
Oh, my God.
All right. Close the mailbag.
A watch.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
I was on Paramount Plus yesterday and I didn't watch it, but I saw on the top of the screen it said, NCIS Sydney.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, Lunchbox has got to watch that as part of a punishment. But it's got to be good because these shows are so popular. But he has to watch the entire season because none of us have ever watched it. And so he has now watched episode one.
Okay.
He's in. Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go.
My first episode of NCIS, CIS, whatever those whole franchise, any of them. Never seen a one.
So going into it, because I feel like I'm going to watch it. It's probably going to end up being good because it's so successful. I just wouldn't choose it on my own. But also, there's so many episodes you have to watch.
Yeah, that's the problem.
What's the plot?
The plot is we are over in Sydney, Australia, and it opens up. I mean, we're just going to tell the episode. If you haven't seen it, too bad.
But don't spoil the end.
What?
We wouldn't come on and spoil an episode of Game of Thrones. Just what's it about? People go to Australia to surf?
Well, no, it's like they have a joint... Like where they work together, the U.S. and the Sydney military, and it's like celebrating 10 years of
celebration.
Of joint work.
Did you watch it?
I'm confused.
Yeah, I don't understand exactly what they were doing.
And did you like it?
And let me tell you the start. And so they're standing there doing the ceremony, and all of a sudden there's a protester. Get out of here, you Yanks! Get out of here! Doesn't like the Americans being over there, and one of the soldiers standing up there starts bleeding from his nose. His mouth, and he falls off into the water in the Sydney Bay Harbor, whatever you call it, and that's where it starts.
Wow.
How'd he die?
Did it feel cheesy, or did it feel like you wanted more?
It was the cheesiest crap I've ever seen.
Really?
It was.
But did you want more?
Did you? Because I like cheese sometimes, too.
No.
Because now I want to know.
Like, okay, what? So the whole episode, how did you feel when it was over?
Super cheesy. How is this show successful?
Really?
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. I thought it would be really good.
Hey, we had a shootout.
I love a shootout.
I mean, a good shootout.
A network shootout, though, is different than, like, a movie shootout.
Sure.
Because a network shootout, they're, like, only hitting each other in the elbows. Ow.
And it was crazy because they have this big ship that's there, and only one military person is guarding the entire ship.
So it's real.
Yeah, and you have the classic... At the very beginning, this detective gets paired up with a detective from Sydney, and of course, each other.
And one's a real loose cannon.
Yes, exactly. 100%. Yeah. One's a loose cannon, like, we're not going to get along, and by the 5 minutes in, you're like, they're going to end up sleeping together.
Oh, yeah.
Like, automatically. Perfect example of, you know where it's going.
How many episodes is this season?
I have no idea.
It's got to be like 20, right? He's got to watch all 20. What would you rate it so far, one episode in?
I would rate it 1.5 investigators out of 5.
Wow.
You talked to your wife about it, too?
Yeah, because my wife, we're a team. When we watch TV, it's together.
And you're the loose cannon in this relationship. And loose cannon in that.
I don't know what she said, but yeah, I let her give a review. I left the room. This would be my
You haven't heard it?
No, I want to see what she says.
It was fine. It's been a while since I've watched primetime, drama TV shows where every episode like ends with a little bow tied around it and it's all solved and perfect and everyone's spitting out these funny little one-liners and there's like it's just cheesy now, I feel like. But I see why people like it. It had some good drama, I guess. But I will say they do have a lot of Australians in there, and they have accents, and I'm not very good at accents, so I had to turn on the subtitles. I could not understand what they were saying. But overall, it was fine.
There's only 8 episodes of this whole thing.
Oh, that's great.
You're very lucky there.
But the Australian accents are very hard to understand.
Really?
You would think they would fake that for TV a little bit.
I put on subtitles, even if it's like an Oregon accent. Just a risen one. But okay, thank you, Lunchbox.
Yeah.
NCIS Sydney so far gets a 1.5.
And we're going back down under pretty soon.
Are you just saying that because it sounds cool to say?
Well, no, down under, Sydney.
No, I know.
We're going to have to watch it in another episode, so we're going down under soon to the harbor.
Okay. The theme song's pretty good, though. Listen, it's like a song Scuba Steve about because he loves instrumental music.
Wow, wow.
Nice.
So it's the same for every...
And you know how you know this isn't a commercial? It's Lunchbox Amp at 1.5. All right, thank you, guys.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
He's 88 years old. His name's Gene. He's lived in this town in Ohio for pretty much his whole life. And so he planted a tree 40 years ago because he wanted to have this type of tree at Christmas, be in the neighborhood, be in the town that he's always grown up in. And so he planted it with his son 40 years ago. And the dang thing has grown.
That's amazing.
And now it's to the point where it's big enough that they can decorate. And so for the first time, everybody in the town came together and decorated this tree. It was a big deal.
Wow. Like,
this
is the first...
Isn't that crazy? 40 years ago.
Dude, I think I'm going to do this.
You're not going to be alive in 40
years. I'm going to plant a tree with my kids. Okay. And then we can visit it every year. I love this story.
And then I'm going to donate an organ.
Oh, no, that's a good point, Amy.
No, Amy, stop.
That's true.
Can I start with a tree?
You won't do it.
Yes, I will. Watch me. I think that's so cool.
Okay, deadline next Friday.
No, it's cool, but you're giving him an easy one. Because he'll be like...
He won't do it.
What do you mean I can't plant
it? Then he can lie and say he did, even if he doesn't.
I won't lie. I'll plant a real tree.
Regardless. Listen, to this guy and his kid, great job. Family, great job. Eddie.
Dude, that'd be so cool.
All right, thank you. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, I think I can eat a piece of pizza in under 30 seconds. Or I know it'll take you over a minute to drink that entire 2-liter. If you have, you're going to love Pick 6, the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Now, here's how to play during the NBA playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they have more or less of a certain stat. Rebounds, points, assists, and a whole bunch more. Track your picks, play against others for a shot to win huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use the code BONES for a shot at huge cash prizes. That's the code BONES, only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER, 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including, but not limited to, Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help, and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
Let's go over and talk to Gina, who's on the phone right now. Hey, Gina, what's up?
Good morning, studio.
Morning.
I was wondering what your Christmas traditions are at your house.
Amy?
Oh, every year for breakfast, we have sausage gravy over cinnamon rolls. And it's something that we've done since I was a kid. My sister's house does it. My house does
it. Do your kids like it?
Yeah, they like it. It's a salty, sweet thing. I know it sounds really weird, but you'd get Jimmy Dean spicy sausage, make it with white gravy, and you put it over. You can either do like, you can go homemade cinnamon rolls from Pioneer Woman, or you can do Pillsbury Doughboy. It doesn't matter.
Is it homemade if you get it from somebody else? That sounds weird.
No. Pioneer Woman's a recipe. You can make it.
You can make it at home still.
Got it. I thought it was like you go buy the Pioneer Woman's biscuits.
No. She has a really awesome cinnamon roll recipe, but it's just labor intensive.
I like Pioneer Woman.
Yeah.
She's pretty cool. She's been on the show, right?
Yeah.
This show?
Yeah.
Oh, a long time ago.
We used to watch her all the time. Okay. Eddie, what's your tradition?
So my mom, and not my wife.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Can we go back in time?
Freudian slip.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, no.
Can we check out your mom?
Wow. You think your wife's your mom?
Oh, you know.
Like, that's why. Wow.
That's your Christmas tradition?
It was my mom. So my mom bought this.
What a tradition.
Oh, my gosh.
Man, this is worse. The more I think about this story, she bought a pickle.
And it's like
it's a pickle ornament, and she would hide it in the tree, and we would.
That sounds like something a creepy uncle would play. All right, find my pickle.
Bobbing for pickles.
Okay.
And we'd have to find the pickle, and whoever found the pickle, which was like really tiny in the tree, you'd get an extra gift.
And so your mom did that.
My mom did that, but we still do that now. So like with my kids.
Do you use a real pickle?
It's a pickle ornament. I don't know.
So you got your own tiny pickle ornament?
You buy it at the store.
And do you put it taller than like what the 4-year-old is?
You have to like give everyone a chance. So yeah, you lower it down a little bit.
And does it turn into a fight?
Because I always find it. What happens?
No, you can't play. You're supposed to hide it.
No, I've been playing it since I was a kid.
No, I get it, but you should do it with your kids. And
how easy is it for Eddie to find it? I mean,
he probably hides it and finds it.
Well, my mom's the one that hides it.
Yeah.
So when I find it,
she still hides it.
She still hides it, and I find it first. But I'm always like, it's okay. I know where it is, but I'm not gonna tell anyone.
Okay. Lunchbox.
Our tradition is you wake up Christmas morning and you have bubble bread, which is like you get dough. My grandma used to make it from scratch, but we just buy roll it in cinnamon sugar and butter, and you put it in the oven and it pops up and it's delicious and gooey. And then Santa has left the big unwrapped gift. Like there's one big unwrapped gift from Santa that he leaves out. And then we open the stockings full of stuff.
For you too? Santa leaves
you? Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then we open presents.
I feel like you rush to the gifts as well with your kids.
Still.
Oh, dude, it's so exciting.
He probably knocks
them
over.
Not with his kids. He races them.
I found a pickle. Open the gifts.
Right.
I mean, and then we sit around, open gifts, and I mean, that's it.
We didn't really have a lot of traditions, but there's something that Caitlin's family does that we've done like the last 3 years. They've done every year, I guess. On Christmas Eve, everybody watches Elf.
That's fun. Okay.
I never even saw Elf until a few years ago. I think there.
Oh, it's so good.
Don't you love it?
Yeah, it's funny. And I know some of the quotes now, but that's one of their traditions. And so I know when we go back to Oklahoma, we're going to watch Elf on Christmas Eve.
Love that.
And sometimes I'm like, man, that's just long to watch a movie. But then after it's over, I'm like, that's fun. I'm glad we did that.
Yeah, we used to have game night Christmas Eve, but now that I don't live at home and don't have, you know, like, I don't go home for Christmas.
Can't you do that with your own family?
I don't go home for Christmas.
No, I'm saying,
Christmas.
Like, my friends. Like, friends would come over, you know what I mean?
Oh, and then, you don't have friends here.
No, I'm saying, but now we have families. It's harder to do it. This was like,
everybody's got their own pickle, Amy. Everybody's got their own pickle.
I'm talking this from, like, after college until we were married.
We should have a game night.
I'm out.
We have it every day on the show. What are you talking about?
That's true. Every
we
day.
We saw what happened games. Last time we had games.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, on this show.
That was $1,000.
Hey. That wasn't all me.
Gina.
Yes.
Thank you for calling. Are you satisfied with those answers?
I love all the answers. In British Columbia, Canada, that's the tradition in Canada as well with the pickle.
Hey, told you. Maybe I'm Canadian.
A pickle? You're not, dude.
Oh. Wow, that's way north to way south.
I'm way south.
Yeah, you're way south. So is it an ornament or is it a real pickle in Canada?
It's an ornament, but I only found out about it last year.
Oh,
that's cool.
There you go.
Do you find the pickle?
Oh, boy.
No.
She's an adult.
Because we don't do it.
Oh.
She just knows
she just
about
knows
it.
About it.
Gina, Merry Christmas. Thank you for calling. There's a show on Netflix called Bad Surgeon.
Oh, yeah. And it is crazy.
All right. Give me the goods.
Okay. Well, he's a really bad surgeon. So
is it true?
It is true. It's a documentary. Yes, it's like a true story about.
The way she said it.
Okay, I don't want to say too much because people might want to watch it.
Anybody else watch it?
Nope.
That's her.
Yep.
Ray, you did. Okay.
It is Tinder Swindler, yeah. Doctor Edition.
Really? Yeah, I'm all in.
What's he up to?
Okay, number one show I think on Netflix. At least it was, and he's up to no good because
he's bad.
He's a bad, bad, bad.
Okay, so like basically. He's performing a new type of surgery on people, but for whatever reason, he bypassed all of these things that you have to do. Like, say there's these different benchmarks you have to meet before you actually do it on a human. Well, he never did any of those, you know, like testing it on an animal or something.
So he created a new surgery, but did no test to make sure that
he's putting plastic windpipes into people that needed their windpipes replaced. And he was saying that he would cover the plastic in their stem cells. And then after that, once he put it in, the stem cells would all work together and it'd be great.
Do you have a background in science to know this?
He's an actual surgeon. He's a legit, he knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
Like he would sew them back up. But then after he got done with the surgery, he would just leave. So he was performing these all over the world, like Sweden.
Same name. There's a hospital under the same name?
Yeah, he wasn't hiding it. He was doing movies and news specials and taking interviews and writing articles. Like, he was proud of what he was doing.
Okay.
Except for it all was never working. And he made it seem as though it was working. But, like, say he would perform it in Sweden or Russia or whatever, then he would leave and go to do it somewhere else. And nobody bothered to follow up with how the Russian patient was doing.
Well, how'd the Russian patient do?
Dead. Oh, died.
They would die.
Dead.
Oh, yes. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's bad.
It was tragic. It's terrible.
I'm on this. This
it's really hard to watch, but he's like a, kind of looks like George Clooney. So he like looks good. He's like smart.
Bad, bad, bad.
Was living multiple lives with women too. Like he came to New York to do a special with NBC, and one of the NBC journalists there fell in love with him, and they were engaged. Wow. Then.
Do what?
But he already had a wife?
Yeah, in Barcelona.
Wow.
Like, his whole, he is crazy.
Ray, is it right, good? Ray?
Yeah, so he actually was from the Karolinska Institute, which is one of the most world-renowned hospitals ever.
In Sweden.
And so, I mean, he's a genius. But he just skipped a couple steps.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And he also had tons of money, but it wasn't enough for him. He had to act like he knew people that he never had met in his entire life.
Did
and
he
I won't
save
say
anybody's life?
He could have. It was something, a frontier that nobody's really ever ventured into, this windpipe thing with artificial windpipes. Nobody had really done that before. He was the first of the ever. And so, I mean.
Did he feel like he was doing good, or did he feel like he was a villain, do you think?
You still don't know. I mean, he was doing groundbreaking stuff. Just skipped a couple steps.
Yeah. Okay. What's it called?
Bad surgeon.
Bad surgeon.
He's bad.
I think that
up to no good.
I think he was maybe delusional. Like to take care of a patient, know what you're doing, and then just leave, and then not update people that they have died, and then you continue to perform the surgery. It's almost like he was using humans as real life guinea pigs. Like eventually, I think he thought he was going to figure it out, but too late now.
Bad surgeon. Love under the knife.
Yeah,
that's what it's called.
Bad.
Dang, you know. So this isn't a surgery, but you know what I did? My sinuses have been real bad. And I get really bad allergies. And so I have an injury, and the guy that came over to work on it was like, hey, we do this thing now with sinuses. It's like a chiropractic sinus thing. And he said, we take a balloon, we put it in your nose, and then you blow it up.
Been tested on
I don't know.
Is this the rhinoplasty or whatever?
What?
Sound familiar?
No, that's a nose
it's
job.
It's called a nose job, man.
This is, you cram it. I showed Amy the video. He crams a nose, a balloon in, and then it's hooked up to a thing, and then he pumps it, and goes, and then deflates it, and then your nose that was so like clogged up, it's like,
yeah, what is it amazing. You were feeling when he pulled it out?
Well, when he blew it up, it felt like I was drowning, like I was being waterboarded.
Yeah.
And
then I see relief in your face.
Then he let it go, and I was like, oh, I have some room to. And then the snot just started falling out of my nose.
That's cool. You still have the balloon?
Oh, the balloon doesn't suck up the snot?
No, the balloon blows up in your nose.
Yeah, I thought, and then when it.
So, it like out. In your cavity just a little bit.
Wow.
So that's how I relate to this guy.
But your doctor, though, is he good?
He's not a doctor, dude.
Oh, okay. He's just a buddy?
He's just a bro.
A buddy with a balloon?
He's a bro. Nope, I never heard of that before. Apparently that's been around for like 100 years. Huh. They put a balloon in your nose and blow it up. Okay, I'm going to check that out. All right, thank you, guys. All right, top songs in country music. Number 3, Nate Smith, World on Fire. You set my world on fire. Yes, Number two, Dylan Scott, Can't Have Mine.
Find you a girl that leaves you speechless. It's wild on the town.
Number one, Jelly Roll and Lainey Wilson, Save Me.
I'm a lost cause. Baby, don't waste your time on me.
The number one AC song is a Christmas song. It's from Cher called DJ Play a Christmas Song.
DJ Play a Christmas Song.
Song on Billboard all around, Jack Harlow, Loving on Me.
Whip your loving on me, baby. Whip your loving on me.
Those are your
baby.
I'm vanilla, baby.
The Bob Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Oh my gosh, if people have been dating all year long, now that it's coming to a close, they have spent about $3,000 on dates alone. Do you know the average, like, good date, they call it, went up to $196?
You mean the guys. The guys spent that money.
Yeah.
The girls didn't spend that money.
Yeah, girls ain't spending for that.
Okay. Sure. Majority
I don't
of this is
know
men.
That that's true, but I will say it's probably majority.
Yeah.
True.
Split or the guy, especially early.
God, that's a lot of money.
Okay, oh, man.
But also, you don't go on a good date all the time. You do, like, three good dates, and then it's... No more good dates.
Oh.
And you don't start out with a good date like that. That's just...
But I don't think that's what used to be considered like a great date. I think that's like average.
Yeah,
that's what it costs to go on a good date.
And not everyone needs like a good date, like to be wined and dined. They say, hey, so you can take me somewhere cheap. It's fine.
Amy said she can go to McDonald's.
You can even go...
Or Waffle House.
You can even go do something free with me for a date.
Didn't your friends say that you wouldn't? We called you out on it and they were like, Amy, you need to tell the truth.
Yeah, how did you know that?
Yeah, Bones, how'd you know that?
I'm just saying, on this show...
My friend's husband was listening, and he was like, hey, I was listening, I was driving to work this morning, which is funny to me that he listened, because I didn't know he listened. He's a lawyer, and I'm like, oh, that's... I don't know, I just picture lawyers listening.
Lawyers don't listen to our show?
I don't know. And he's like, yeah, I heard that segment about you saying you'd go to Applebee's. He's like, yeah, right.
On a first date, no chance.
I said, yeah, okay,
no chance.
Fine, I'll show you.
Oh, do it then.
But that's my show. What you're doing is to show me. That's the point. Okay, anyway, go ahead.
Okay, whatever. Speaking of money, a poll asked thousands and thousands of people if they found $1,000 on the ground, would they keep it?
Cash?
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah, 99% would. 100%.
Would they keep it or would they return it?
Well, return it to where?
And I also have the most honest city in the country.
But who am I going to give it to?
Correct.
If you find cash and there's no way to actually track it back... If you're not going to take it, somebody else is going to lie and take it.
Yeah.
You can put effort into figuring out who it belongs to. Like, okay, fine. Let me phrase it that way. Would you put effort into figuring out where that money went? Or
if it was like in a wallet and there was an ID and I could get the money back, they would get the whole wallet with all the cash. Now, if I just find a paper bag with $1,000 in it.
In the desert.
A paper bag?
Oh, I'm going to put some effort into it. I'm going to look left, look right. No one saw me. Good. There's my effort. I'm out.
I would try to return it. Unless it couldn't be, and then I would keep it.
Okay. Well, this poll was taken, like I said, all over the country. The most honest city, Jacksonville, Florida. Shout out. The other most honest city, Tulsa, Oklahoma.
What makes them so honest?
Well, they had the most percentage of people that said that they would...
It said. Their biggest liar city is what I said.
What's the percentage? Like, what's the percentage of people that would turn the money
0.2%.
In?
Well, 53% would figure it out. 47% said they'd keep it.
Okay.
Overall,
I would figure it out, or at least try for a little bit.
You're so full of crap.
For a second.
No, I would. If there was a wallet and a name, I would find the person for sure.
No, she just said cash, dude.
Cash
in the desert.
And there's no desert in Oklahoma or Jacksonville. All right,
I have the most dishonest city, too.
Okay. Las Vegas.
Detroit.
That adds up.
Yeah.
Memphis.
It does have a second. Thomas Rhett's wife, Lauren, came out with some fragrances. She told People magazine that she loves to hug people and she wants people to remember her for that, the way she made them feel. And then if there's a scent associated with her, she really likes that as well. So two fragrances that she came out with, one called Daisy, and then there's a unisex fragrance. It's called Cowboy. And you can check them out online. She partnered with Ranger Station to make them, and I bet they smell good.
So, a couple things. What would be your, not your signature cologne, but she said these are based off like her natural smell. What do you think people smell most? Like, what is your signature smell?
Probably like dessert.
Vanilla.
Like cookies.
Mm.
I like cookies.
Lunchbox would probably be like
a fart.
Farts.
Yeah.
So what is Eddie talking about? His is cookies. Like, well, knowing for knowing, like,
well, no.
Eddie's would be grilled chicken.
I would have thought I would have been like fajitas, honestly.
Really? Yeah. Eddie's is meat.
Yeah, meat, because Eddie grills and cooks. Yeah. He's like, I'm the fajita man.
Yeah.
I didn't cook this morning, man. I did eat a cookie.
Yeah, but we don't smell cookies. Okay. Really, unless they're made fresh. So I would say that.
Okay.
Mine would probably be leather.
What?
I mean, workout gloves.
Oh my gosh, in my mind, I was just picturing your workout gloves, but the smell of leather never came to mind. The smell of like sweat.
Let me tell you, those workout gloves don't smell like leather.
Well, that's what I think, but okay, body odor then. Fine. It is what it is. All right, cool. Is that it?
Yep, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news
with Amy.
Tell me something good.
Oh man, a woman threw away her wedding ring. So she reached out to the sanitation department in New Hampshire where she lives, and workers sifted through 20 tons of trash.
Tip them.
To find the ring.
Yeah.
It took them over 2 hours. But with the information of like the time of day where she lives, the director of the sanitation department was able to figure out, okay, this is where we dropped that part in the landfill. So they knew the section to go to, which I think is fascinating.
Still to find it.
That's crazy. Like, I can't find a Lego in my trash can.
So small.
Like, how do they find it in a landfill?
I know. That's wild. Good for them.
Yeah, but voila, they found it. Which voila. Is so
voila.
Crazy.
You think when they found it, they're like, voila!
And
Toby, voila!
Mm-hmm. They gave it a good cleaning for her as good. Well. Good and deal. Then returned it safely to her, which is super awesome and gives me hope.
There you go. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan, so choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network, and you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's better, H-E-L-P.com.